Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
How much do you pay for an average coffee? I think my Americano range is somewhere between 3.50 and 4 euro, depending on where you're buying it in Dublin. So with the price of coffee going up, have you considered purchasing your own fancy home coffee machine? If so, journalist Glenn Kelly has put some of the best systems to the test. Glenn, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andrea. How are you?
Not too bad. You have been, well, I suppose, test trialing some of the best coffee machines in the market.
Yeah, test drinking. If there's anything that people want to do at the moment, 9 out of 10 people either are thinking about buying a coffee machine or in the process of doing so. So everyone really wants to know what's the best to meet their budget and their taste going forward.
So if people do want to become their own little home barista, what have you trialled?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've trialled quite a few machines here, ranging from quite expensive to a bit more affordable on your wallet. And they range from, obviously, people will be familiar with the Nespresso pod system, where you buy your pods, you pop it in the machine, and a few seconds later out comes a delicious Americano, if you like, or an espresso, right up to automatic machines where you put the beans in, let the machine do the hard work, and you end up with a barista standard quality coffee at the end of it.
So if you were to give people a little synopsis of what you've trialled and what you'd recommend.
Yeah, sure, no worries. I would say if you're looking, first of all, at something on the budget end of things, which realistically most people are, you could look at something like the Nespresso Virtual Pop, and that comes in about £100 to €120. So it's very easy to use. You pop a pot in there, hit a button, and out comes the coffee. Obviously, it may be cheaper, but there's some slight drawbacks as well, such as a lack of customizable options. And the pods can get quite expensive too. So your listeners should definitely... No, they're not cheap. No, they can't be. Some of the pods, I think it depends, especially the virtual ones, because people should know the old traditional pods, which are kind of more like a small bucket design, as opposed to sort of the semicircles of the new ones. They're more expensive, the Virtuo. Now, they are barcoded, so the machine knows exactly what it should be making, which is good. But they're not available third party, and that's quite a big thing at the moment, because the original ones, obviously, you can go into your Tesco, your Lidl, your Aldi, whatever, and pick up cheaper versions. But you can't do that in the Virtuo. But still very tasty, and they take up very little room too. So excellent for a small house or an apartment studio.
Okay, so if you have a little bit more to spend...
Yeah, if you have a little bit more to spend and you're wanting to stick to maybe offset the price of those Virtuos with maybe Nespresso, the original ones, like I explained before, that you can get third party. The machine I tested that was excellent was the Gran Latissimo from Nespresso. It's actually made by De'Longhi, but it is officially sold as an espresso product. This is excellent. So this comes with its own milk foamer, which is fully automatic and can hold up to 1 liter of milk, meaning you can make multiple cups at once. And it's also got a little control panel at the top with 9 features on it. So you can pick your drink, whether that's a cappuccino, a latte, an Americano or a flat white. Hit a button, fill it up with water and milk, and off you go. And probably if you want it, my top of the range choice for coffee machines is actually another De'Longhi.
Right.
It's called a Magnifica Plus. Now, you're up the money here. You're talking about €799 here. So it is only for those people that are really into their coffee. But you'd be surprised the amount of money people are willing to spend nowadays on coffee.
Well, I have the last one you mentioned, the Latissimo. I got it as a housewarming present when I moved into my house, very thankfully.
Excellent.
So, but the Magnifica is really the step up again, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yes. Basically, the Magnifica Plus is the kind of coffee machine you walk into a barista. You look at the guys and girls doing the job and you think, I could do that. But you also don't want the hassle quite of grinding your own beans and clearing it out. And it makes a wee bit of a mess, a fully manual machine. So with this idea, you add the beans yourself, which is a step ahead of the Nespresso. Pour your beans in the top. It grinds them for you. to the perfect adjustment size what you're after. There's a 3.5-inch color screen which you scroll across. Pick your drink. You can pick what size and strength you like. Again, fill up the attached foamer and hit a button and off you go. And that really does pour a superb coffee with a lovely crema on top. I think it's worth it. Some people might not want to spend that amount of money. But if you're drinking coffee and you look at it this way, basically, if I'm going out now during the day, I will use a refillable cup and make myself a latte before I go and maybe drink that as I'm walking around the shops. It might sound like a bit of a tight thing to do, but it saves me, as you said, nowadays a coffee
could
up to 4 or 5 euros.
So probably at about 4 euro a pop, you need to drink 200 of these at-home coffees and you'll have got your money's worth back if you were going into your local barista to buy one.
It could be something like that. But then remember, if you're drinking, some people, not particularly me, but if you're drinking 3 or 4 of these coffees a day, maybe, or even 2, that time goes down. And within maybe a couple of 100 days, just not even a year, you've made your money back and it's still going strong.
So what's the top of the range for the real coffee snob, Glenn, that wants to impress their visitors?
Well, the top of the range would probably be the Magnifica Plus. But I would say for the real barista out there, the best manual semi-automatic coffee machine is probably what you want to do if you want to really impress your guests. And that means you've got your hopper at the top of the machine, which is the area where you fill up with beans. Mm. You pop that on, you grind your own beans if you like, so grind them down. You can pick all your settings to see just how much you want to grind them. You can pick how dark a roast you're going to get, which affects how bitter the coffee's going to be. You can adjust your temperature with a manual frother, obviously something you would see in your Costa or Starbucks. And then you can pour and provide your own things like latte art, etc. at the top of it. So I haven't mastered the art of the manual machine yet. but if you were to see your neighbour or a friend that's got one, and I've got a friend who's really into it, then that would be the machine for you. But not everybody wants that hassle and the cleanup operation. If I said to my wife, do you want a coffee, but it's going to take me half an hour, I think she would look at me and advise to use a different machine.
Somebody suggesting the Sage Bambino for barista-style coffee, and for anybody who's short of counter space, it's a great choice. Another listener, Glenn, wondering, do you know much about the pressure bar within the coffee machines for lower-cost machines? I think this is the amount of pressure, isn't it, that's used to extract
the
coffee?
Each machine's going to differ in the bar of pressure it's measured in. I would say that it's a valid point, because the Sage Barista that I'm talking about has only got a single boiler. So, for instance, you have to make your coffee and then you have to let it settle and then re-boil the water again via pressure, obviously, for the milk frother. So a valid point to make. Some coffee machines are more expensive. You go, may have a double boiler, so you can go straight on to frothing your milk after pouring your coffee, if that makes sense. But it's not just about pressure. It's probably about durability too. So I would say do your research. Mm. And most of the big companies should have a decent warranty with them, where they shouldn't just go pop, you know. But you don't always have to spend a lot of money. We always talk about the Middle Island, places like Lidl. And every now and again, they'll bring on somewhere like a coffee machine where you may get most of the features for maybe 150 euro or something. So there is options.
Or also perhaps after Christmas, you might get it slightly reduced in the sales as well. Brian is suggesting, is it Bodum, the best coffee machine out there? Another listener suggests the best coffee is whatever machine McDonald's use. That's the best one, in my opinion. Another listener tells me, I love my coffee machine. I bought it in the States and I brought it with me when I moved back home again to Ireland. Absolutely love it. And another listener suggesting the Bosch Tassimo. It's only about 40 euro, takes the pods as well, and it's absolutely brilliant. Journalist Glenn Kelly. Glenn, thanks a million for telling us about the best home coffee machines that are out there on the market.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.